Justin Joy, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, are you following the debate in Washington, and do you think it has an impact on Republicans here in Memphis?
Well, I think just about like everybody else, I'm following it the best that I can to be sure. It is a bit confusing at times, but I think what we are seeing is Republicans making at least some attempt to push back on a law that poll after poll has shown that the American people just are not in favor of.
But now, as a Republican in a heavily Democratic part of Tennessee, do you share your constituency's view that shutting down the federal government is a good strategy for crippling Obamacare?
Well, I don't think anybody wants a government shutdown or wanted the government shut down in this instance. But what has happened is that the democratically controlled Senate and the president have failed to even show any kind of willingness to negotiate. The House has presented bill after bill that would have kept the government going, but they won't even come to the table and listen to what the Republicans have to say.
Do you find that Shelby County Republicans differ from Republicans in the eastern part of Tennessee with regard to Obamacare?
Not that I know of. I think Republicans, and for that matter, Americans generally, are not in favor of Obamacare. Poll after poll has shown that the majority of Americans don't understand the law and really, at the end of the day, just don't want it.
Except that you are over the Republican Party in a city that has a lot of poor people, a lot of minorities who happen to be in favor of Obamacare. And so I wonder if that's a consideration you have in making your own personal decision about the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, I think that we all need health care, obviously, and there's various ways to obtain that. Even for those that are unable to afford it themselves, there is charitable care available, and it has been available. Obamacare is not the answer.
So poor people and minorities should continue to rely on charity and emergency rooms for their health care?
Well, I know that has been one avenue for people to get health care. And again, you know, the system is broken, but when you're talking about a law that is thousands and thousands of pages long, the regulations to implement that law is even more voluminous. It's a system that no one understands, that is unworkable and doesn't work for America, and doesn't work for Shelby County. Each community in our country is obviously different, and each community has different needs. We have different needs here in Shelby County than people in other parts of the country and what their needs are. So again, I don't think that any attempt like Obamacare with a one-size-fits-all approach is going to work for our country.
Do you worry that Republicans here in Shelby County might face a backlash in the future if they're seen as the party who put people out of work just so they could take another swipe at affordable health care?
What is really putting people out of work is Obamacare, whether it's the direct cost involved or complying with many regulations that increase the cost of business for everybody, which result in layoffs, et cetera. That's what's really putting people out of work.
Justin Joy is the chairman of the Republican Party of Shelby County. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.